This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
It's time to get rambling with your host of the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast, Nick Pearl. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Nick Pearl, and look who's joining me again. It's my cousin Eamon with the shades.
Is this the second time in a row that I've been on?
This has never happened before, and it's probably never going
to
happen.
It's starting to become a staple of this. And also, I just want the audience to know, I put Nick to work week to week. I make him edit the hell out of this podcast with the way I run my mouth.
Eamon's a fan of profanity.
Take it this way. I'm improving your editing skills.
No, you're not. You're making my life more difficult. Anyway, I'm not here to trash talk you and your profanity and everything. Off of the heels of a very, very good AEW Dynasty list. Well, that wasn't really cool.
Whoa. Let's cut it with the very good. I only watched four matches from the show because I have a new sleep schedule. I work night shift.
This kid he's working from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. It would not be me.
So I woke up, it was my day off. So I woke up at 10:30. I slept in a little bit. I usually sleep from like 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. But I woke up at 10:30. So I caught the end of the Chris Jericho match. The finish of that and the main event finish we can talk about. and I saw the Adam Cole Garcia match, which I thought was good.
Yeah.
The three-way, which was great. And the main event, which I think you want to talk about.
I'm sorry I said it was very, very good. I'll say it was probably one of the lowest three-rated AEW pay-per-views. But by AEW standards, that doesn't mean it's bad at all. It was still an enjoyable show. I enjoyed it. I had a great time. It was basically what we watched was an episode of Dynamite.
That main event, Nick. Have you ever been more disappointed to see the Young Bucks?
You know, Manny had said it before the show started when he came over. He was like, you know what? The Young Bucks might come back tonight. Maybe the Young Bucks will come back. I'm like, why would you say that? I don't want the Young Bucks back right now. Why would you say that?
I didn't even think of it.
It doesn't make much sense because the Death Riders were kind of going after them in the beginning, and then the Bucks are like, we're not dealing with this.
I don't know. They always seemed a little in on it.
I don't know. Not exactly my favorite decision, but it protects Swerve. I guess they're doing Swerve and Hangman as a tag team versus the Bucks at All In now.
Look, it's not an option I hate. Obviously.
But it's not what I prefer. I would have liked Swerve to be undefeated at Dynasty. Don't you think that would have been great?
But as the match too, right? Like, the whole match itself was puzzling in my mind, I think, because they were talking about in the promos on the ways of the match, like, I'm violent, like, you know, you're going to see a different side of me. And they start off the match with Matt wrestling.
Like, it's a different side.
Yeah, like what are we doing? They I don't know why they went with the mat wrestling aspect, and then it was just 20 minutes of Jon Moxley going over Swerve, and then Swerve hit his big moves, and then all the interference spots started happening, and then that was it. Like, I didn't really like the layout at the match at all. I didn't think the match, I thought it picked up at a certain point, but I never thought it got to that point where it should have been. The build was very good, and I thought it was confusing why they never announced a stipulation for this. They should have. It should have been a hardcore match. It should have went good, but this is three straight main events of pay-per-views that were just duds. We're not good.
Yeah, they just kind of happened. I mean, I thought the ending, I was getting excited. It reminded me like Cody Rhodes versus Roman from last year with all the run-ins. A little bit, but like it wasn't as grand. It's like there's no Undertaker. It's the ops. I love the ops.
My prediction from this is now you got the ops that come in, so I that occupies the Trios Tag Champions, and then I think you get a version at Double or Nothing, like an Anarchy in the Arena. I think you get Swerve, the Hurt Syndicate, because there's a little Twitter thing after the show with MVP and Swerve, and then you get MJF and Hangman versus some version of the Elite and John Moxley's Death Riders. I think the Hurt Syndicate being in a big time program like that is always cool. Their entrance is awesome. They're awesome.
They tried to be heels. The crowd doesn't want to boo him. It even happened in Bobby Lashley's last run when he was trying to be the pride with him and the Street Profits. They tried to be heels. Crowd was said, nah.
And MJF, Hangman, and Swerve all on the same side fighting for AEW would be pretty cool.
Yeah, who would have thought we'd ever see that? But coming off of last night, it's 100% a possibility.
Anything else you want to, from that show you want to point out, like any highlights?
I mean, other than Adam Cole winning the title, good for him. There was a point in time where he never thought he'd be wrestling again.
Yeah, I'm happy for Adam Cole. I thought it was a good match.
Yeah, probably one of the top of the night.
Yes, definitely. But I'm happy he finally won some gold in AEW. It was a bad time. Injuries have definitely hurt this run, but I'm happy it finally paid off a little bit and he got this title. Where do you think he goes with this title reign, though? Who do you think he challenges at Double or Nothing?
This is like a full-on reset with this belt. They've done it a couple of times. I don't think we've had a good TNT champion since Christian Cage.
Well, here's the thing with that. I thought Daniel Garcia had a solid TNT title ring, and you want to know why?
Tell me why.
Because I watch Collision. If you don't watch Collision, you don't think it's that good.
He won the title in November in a great match against Jack Perry.
Yes.
And he started running Collision the last couple of, like, maybe months.
I also agree with that because I think him going into the C2 right away was a mistake. Like, why are we doing that? Like, why don't you just go on and start defending this title?
They definitely have an issue with their singles titles. They have a bit too many.
Well, it's about to be solved.
It is about to be solved. We're going to be getting that unification. And hey, about time. I'm ready for it. Okada's been off TV too. There's not enough time for all the belts. They have two weekly television shows.
They need to heat up Okada a little bit. I feel like they need to give him like a couple matches.
They got a couple of months to do that.
Please do not get them involved in this Death Riders bull.
Tony's probably going to do it.
He probably will. What are the topics you got on your mind, Nick?
Something that's going to be happening April 19th or April 20th. Another thing that's very upsetting. We're
Oh.
supposed to be getting Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens from carrying SmackDown and Raw on his back for the last couple of months. He has a neck injury. We don't know how long he's going to be out for. What are
I
you
mean,
watching on
coming.
TV? I see the reflection in your glasses.
Vegas Matt, he's
Ah, we all watch
yo,
him.
Tim loves Vegas Matt, I know.
Shout out to you, Tim. Shout out to you, Vegas Matt.
Hold up. I'm about to hop on the train. My brother's in the car. Hold up. Let me grab my shoes.
Can the captain say hi?
Yo, Captain. Hold up. I need to turn.
Oh, look who it is, making his first appearance on the podcast. The one and only captain back from the seas.
Let's
Okay. All
continue.
right, let's keep going. Okay. So while Eamon's on the way to the Met game, like I was saying, something that was from going from a disappointing ending, well, to the disappointment of this match that's no longer happening, Randy Orton needs to get on this WrestleMania card somehow. There were reports before he came back that he was actually going to be the host of WrestleMania.
Who, Randy?
Yeah.
That's no way.
It was a possibility.
I
That's what
never
they were
saw that.
reporting before he came back. I'm glad it could
No
happen now.
way. That's crazy.
I'm not a big fan of it, but if it were to happen and Orton just RKO somebody at the end of every segment, I'm fine with it. But at this point, he's probably going to be like how John Cena was when he was calling out The Undertaker and he said, "I bought a ticket to this show." Orton could be sitting front row and he'll be just get fed up with not being on the card. Let him go in the ring. I'm issuing an open challenge to anybody that wants me. Who wants an RKO? Who wants a punt kick? Eamon, who is Randy Orton going to take at WrestleMania now that Kevin Owens is out of the picture?
He did RKO Nick Aldis, which I do appreciate that option. I think that's a solid option.
And the last time he RKO'd him, he paid $10,000 in his fine, even though the fine was like $5,000. So he said that was for the next time. So he's already covered.
There's also a Aleister Black that's around, Rusev or Miro.
I would say Aleister Black is probably, if it's not Nick Aldis, it's probably going to be Aleister Black. Didn't they have like a little thing going on before he got released?
Yes.
And they're building up these vignettes. Are you going to. I feel like if you're building these vignettes up, why are you going to save somebody for the Raw after WrestleMania already? Or SmackDown. Sorry, he's the SmackDown after WrestleMania because Zelina's on SmackDown now. They've been doing them on SmackDown for like the last 3 weeks, almost the same amount of time as Rey Fénix. Actually, it might be the same amount of time as Rey Fénix. And Fénix already there, stuck in the Latino purgatory like everybody
Oh
else.
no, he's gonna be fielding with not LFI, Santos Escobar. What's his group called?
Legado del Fantasma.
Phantasma,
LDF, not LFI.
LDF. It's close enough.
They're gonna try. They're probably gonna have Penta win one mid-card title, Phoenix win another mid-card title, and they're gonna go at it head to head. That'll be a nice one. But Randy Orton needs a dance partner. We have Nick Aldis at the top of the list. You got Aleister Black on that list. I would say Rey Phoenix, but since he's in that purgatory with all them, it's probably not happening. All right, I just ended the call and then I looked on Twitter. What if Sheamus were to fight Randy Orton? This is a match we hadn't had in 10 years. Sheamus versus Orton. Sheamus is off the card. We thought he'd finally be getting the Intercontinental Championship. It has not happened. Sheamus versus Orton could be very, very good. It would feed families. It would feed me. It would not be a bathroom match like the women's tag titles, unfortunately, but I'm not going to the bathroom. It'll be for other people. Anyway, Sheamus versus Randy Orton. It's at the top of my list of what I want to see, but it's probably going to be Nick Aldis. So let's get back to the conversation. What are your thoughts on a possible Uncle Howdy appearance? I know you don't like him, but I love him.
Not a fan of that. I've never been a fan of Uncle Howdy. I'm not really into that style of wrestling, to be honest.
You're not into storytelling?
No, I'm into more realistic sports style presentation.
I like the jersey. Can we see the
Let's
jersey?
go,
There
Mets,
you go. There
baby.
you go.
Let's go, Mets.
Who else do you think could step up to the plate?
Good analogy. Good analogy. Good analogy. I mean, Andrade would be cool, but not gonna happen.
Definitely, but Andrade is going to end up getting Berto and Angel Garza, and then I'm worried about Santos because then
Yeah.
he's just kind of there. Miro, Rusev would be nice, but he's already wrestling WrestleMania weekend someplace else. The reports of people signing with companies have been so wrong. Jeff Cobb's New Japan Tag Champion now, IWGP Tag Champ, under contract to WWE. I don't think that's happening. But I definitely top of the list, it got to be Nick Aldis. He has not wrestled in WWE. He hasn't wrestled since, let me get the date. When was Nick Aldis's last match? All right, this looks wrong. So never trust Google AI. It says Nick Aldis's most recent match was February 1st, 2025 against Trevor Murdoch. Does that seem right?
Oh yeah, that sounds totally right.
Yeah, no.
Well, Nick, I'm about to hop on a train, so I think that's the end of my podcast tenure.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on. I'm going to keep this going for another couple of minutes. And
All right,
have a great
sir.
time at the Met game. I hope they win.
Thank you, and podcast listeners, let's go, Mets, baby. All
There you go. There you go.
right, I'll see you later.
Send the captain my best.
All right, bye.
Right. Look at him. Yeah, I literally I went upstairs to get a glass of water, which I've been sipping. And I said, Eamon, you want to pop on the podcast real quick? Yeah, sure, why not? So he was here. Pretty much everything I wanted to talk about. Just Randy Orton needs to not be left off of this card, especially because we will be attending in 10 days' time. I will be on the plane. Actually, I will be in Vegas already. We'll be eating at Guy Fieri's, having a delicious pretzel sandwich with pulled pork. Oh, I can't wait. That's what we'll be doing at this time 10 days from now, and then I'll be heading over to Bloodsport. Don't upset me by not having Randy Orton on the card, please. I need him to wrestle at WrestleMania. I'm upset enough that Kevin Owens is gone. He couldn't just held on a couple more weeks. Look, it is what it is. Best of luck to him with his neck surgery, but he, other than Bray Wyatt, is literally my favorite wrestler. I remember I was at an episode of Raw where Cena and Zack Ryder wrestled for the U.S. title in the Open Challenge, and Kevin Owens ran out right past me and my dad. I could smell his cologne. I just get chills thinking about it. It was the coolest thing. I would have loved to meet him, but at WWE World, he was only doing autographs and he wasn't doing pictures. So I would have been able to meet him, but why am I just paying for an autograph if I want the picture? I'm more of a picture kind of guy. Even though I like to get my combo, they didn't have that available with Kevin Owens. Now he's not wrestling, I'm very upset. Him and Orton was a top three build, and we're not going to get it now. Down the line, it's a possibility in like a year or two. If Orton's even still going strong, he's looking great now, but I don't know. They just get this man on the card. Give us an open challenge. Let Triple H, whenever stuff goes wrong in WWE or even AEW and the match or segment that was planned can no longer happen, they do some crazy thing to make the show even better than it would have been. It's like when the whole SmackDown roster got stuck in Saudi Arabia that one time. They had an NXT invasion. One of the best episodes of SmackDown had Adam Cole versus Daniel Bryan for the NXT Championship, and Adam Cole won. NXT stood tall. Fantastic moment. Let's get something out of left field for Randy Orton. Nick Aldis would be a perfect pick, especially because you have less than 2 weeks to build something up. If it's an open challenge, it's fine. Seth Rollins has done an open challenge. John Cena had Undertaker come out for a squash. Something big needs to happen with Randy Orton that we can look back on from years from now and be like, damn, that was so sick. It's unfortunate we didn't get the Kevin Owens match, but this was so much better. So be it Nick Aldis, be it Rusev, Aleister Black, Andrade, Rey Fénix, be it any of those guys or somebody that we're not even expecting. Uncle Howdy could make an appearance. I really want him to be at WrestleMania. If you thought WrestleMania 40 was good, wait till you see 41. I think they upped the ante a little bit. Like, I'm so good with these comparisons, these play on words this episode. Up to plate for baseball with Eamon. Up the ante for Vegas. I'm just excited, man. I can't wait to go. And we're going to have a bunch more of WrestleMania content coming. WrestleMania vlog. The Vegas vlog will be coming when I'm there. We'll probably have a couple episodes of that. I'm also going to be doing WrestleMania preview with me and the boys that will be attending WrestleMania. That'll be a nice fun one. Me, Baron Velarde, leading up to the show of shows. Cannot wait to experience all of this and show you guys through my eyes. I can't wait. This is going to be the best trip of my life. Right now, Disney, going to Disney with my high school was the best. That was years ago. Out of college, getting my grad gift a little late, a couple of years late. WrestleMania, baby. Going to be the best trip of my life. And I'm probably going to get addicted with all the shows that I go to. And I'm trying to make this into an every year thing. So if anybody wants to come to WrestleMania 42 with me, I know Eamon's interested. Let's go, baby. I'm down. So I've been your host, Nick Pearl, and I'll catch you all on the next one. Let's keep rambling, everybody.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.